It's Rebecca on the Morning Mix along with my co-host today, Christina Rodriguez of Mom's House.
Good morning.
We got a studio full this morning.
Yes,
so Christina,
so excited.
We've been talking about it this morning, the special guests that we have today for this next hour. We're going to have some really good, solid conversations. You do the intros.
Absolutely. So today I am honored and super excited. I know I sound a little cheesy this morning, all morning.
That's
I've been
all right,
kind of
Christine.
Fangirling, FYI. We have the Matt Bell, who is the founder of Team Recovery, and Juan Duarte, who is the president of the board of directors. Was that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So we have the two head honchos here. But not only that, we have a power team here that has overcome so much, and I can't wait to share their story with our listeners. It's a big deal, and we have the honor of having them in our city, serving our city every single day. I'm changing lives.
Absolutely.
But we are super excited. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you for having here. Us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to get into your personal testimonies this morning, if that is okay with you both. I think you kind of expected that.
Absolutely.
So we're going to hear from both you and Juan this morning. But just a little bit about Team Recovery. How long ago was Team Recovery started?
What's today, the 18th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
8 years and one day ago.
It
was started on October 17th, 2015.
Did you do anything special for your eight-year anniversary yesterday?
So as an organization, we didn't really. We just showed up and continued to do what we do to help people. However, yesterday was Team Recovery Day in the city of Toledo.
That's right.
Declared by the mayor. So,
really?
Yeah. It's actually, we have a day. So
That's so cool.
When did that happen?
That happened, I don't know, a few years ago, declared it.
So, that's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think it's a testament to what the organization is doing for the city.
Right. And you're the founder, and you've walked through addiction as well, which we're going to hear your testimony this morning, Matt.
Yeah.
And Juan, you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that typical with people that are leading organizations that are helping others with addiction to have gone through it yourself?
I don't know if it's at least in this area, there's a few organizations that have somebody that's experienced it that is either in leadership or that is a founder. Mm-hmm. I would say people that have been through this, there's a saying that says there's no one addict that's been through something. There's no greater parallel to helping somebody else than somebody that's been through something, mm-hmm. right? And whatever that is, not just
right.
addiction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so... agencies will try to find people that have been through this, mm-hmm, and whether that's in leadership or in maintenance, in housing, mm-hmm. and whatever it is. And so that is very common. You know, we're the best ones to help somebody like us.
Because you understand.
You know. Exactly.
You understand. And thank you. Again, if you're just tuning in, Matt Bell, founder of Team Recovery, Juan Duarte, president of the board of directors at Team Recovery as well. We're going to hear personal testimonies of your walks through addiction and recovery coming up next. So stay tuned. Woo-hoo. And thank you for tuning into the Morning Mix.